Live in five.
Five. Four.
You do know how to count, don't you?
I thought five comes after five. Four.
Oh, okay. Three.
Two.
One.
Oh yeah. That was the worst countdown ever.
Oh yeah, real lifers, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Global Movement, where our mission is to inspire, empower, and connect the world through English.
We believe that English should be a fun and enriching part of your life that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want. Are you tired of boring lessons that suck the life out of your learning? Are you ready to step up your game and become a kick-ass English speaker?
Well, we're here to guide and inspire you on your journey to true lifelong fluency. It's time to stop just learning English and start living it. Ken again, aw yeah?
Aw
yeah! Aw yeah, what is going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all over the world? This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and
Choco-tastic
way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you are stuck in traffic,
licking chicken grease off your fingers,
making a salad sandwich,
getting cherry tomatoes from the salad bar at Pizza Hut,
or drinking pineapple juice, which is what I am doing right now. I'm joined here today in the studio with the man who puts pain in Spain, Mr. V. We have Ethan Zinho. What is up, man?
Not much. How are you doing?
Not too bad. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Belo Horizonte, Brazil. That's where I am right now. Whereabouts be you?
It's a lovely...
I should probably speak proper English on the podcast. So, whereabouts are you?
I'm in. It's a lovely afternoon here in Barcelona.
Awesome. Are you still putting the pain in Spain?
I'm trying to avoid it. You know, I got a couple tickets last week, so I thought I'd better take it easy. I don't have that much money.
Okay. I don't even know what that really means. Put the pain in Spain, but it sounds cool and it rhymes, so let's just go with it.
Oh, yeah.
So it has been a while since we recorded a podcast. We've been getting a lot of messages from people asking us, why the hell did you guys stop recording the podcast? And we haven't stopped recording it. We've just taken a short break because we're very busy making the Real Life Global platform.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just about to be launched. So that's why we haven't been producing the podcast, plus our traveling and things like this, our spreading the real life-ness around the world has been quite tiresome. But now we're back. Right, Ethan?
Back in action.
That's right, we're back in action. What does it mean to be back in action?
It's kind of when you've been gone for a long time. You've been in hiatus or kind of like out of the picture for a while, and then you come back into action.
Yeah, hiatus. We said hiatus, I think, last time you and me had recorded a podcast. Just to recap, what does hiatus mean? And what does recap mean?
Recap is to repeat something that happened in the past. And being in hiatus is to be in a period where you're kind of... Usually we use it with like TV shows. They're in hiatus. They're off the air.
They're in hibernation, maybe, like a bear.
Like a bear.
So much like bears, we have been hibernating here at Real Life English, but now it's springtime, we're coming out of the cave, and we're ready and exploding with new expressions to teach you guys.
You could say we're bursting at the seams.
Oh, bursting at the seams. What does that mean?
Overflowing.
Overflowing, which would be used for a drink, like if you're going to pour a beer, and like the froth comes over the top of the glass, you could say, oh, my beer overflowed, you would say, right?
Yeah, or it's overflowing.
It's overflowing. That's correct. Talking about beer and bears hibernating, it's time to get on with today's podcast and move on to today's shout out.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout.
Okay, Mr. V, just because you are in Spain right now, and I believe today's awesome shout out comes from a Spaniard, am I right?
Yes, I believe so. It's Carmen from Biescas, Spain. So she says, "Hi guys, I'm my man, or Carmen from Biescas, Spain. I've just began to listen to your podcast thanks to Craig from La Mansión de Inglés. And you're incredible. I love the way you explain things and your sense of humor. You're funny and at the same time, you're normal people. I mean, not big-headed. I love that. I have to listen to each podcast more than once because my level is a bit slower. But with you two, I'm sure I'll get better very soon. Many thanks. You're great. Please keep being like that. Best wishes. Hugs and kisses."
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty awesome shout out. You can't get much better than that.
You can't.
And the fact that she also thinks that we're normal, I don't know where she's getting that from.
She hasn't listened to enough podcasts yet, I guess.
Yeah. And big-headed. What does she mean by you're not big-headed?
It's kind of like arrogant, thinking too much of yourself. You could almost think of someone whose head is just overflowing with brains, so they think they're better than everyone else. Or maybe just hot air.
Overflowing with brains. Their head might be busting at the seams.
Might be bursting at the seams with brains. Quite a treat for a zombie.
Yes, exactly. For a zombie shop. It's funny because big-headed, when I was a child, I used to actually have people used to think I had a very big head. Like it was out of proportion. But my dad says, you know, you used to have a really big head, but you just seem to grow into it. So you look kind of normal now.
Hopefully on the podcast page, you can upload put a photo of you as a child, a big headed child.
Yeah. It's kind of like I think I have a very strong neck just because I had to hold up my big head for so long, so many years as a baby. Well, thank you so much, Carmen, for that awesome shout out. We do really appreciate shout outs and just hearing from you guys in general. She actually left a 5-star iTunes review, which is really good because that improves our ranking on iTunes. More people see and hear about our show, and the more people we can help around the world improve their English. So thanks one more time, Carmen. And if anyone else wants to leave us a review, just go to the show notes of this page for this podcast, which will be reallifeglobal.com/English slogans. And there you'll see there's a link to an actual video made by Mr. V on how you can leave an iTunes or a Stitcher review. And yeah, just go to the show notes and you can check it out. So that's it for the shout out. And let's move on to today's kick
ass
quote. 1, 2, 3, oh yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kick-ass.
So I've got a quote today from Tim Noitka, if that's how you say his name. It's, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Oh.
This might be a little bit hard to understand because it's kind of repetitive. So I'll repeat it again. It's hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
It's a little bit of a play on words, kind of. Wouldn't you say it's kind of a pun? There's a little bit of a punniness in there, you might say?
Yeah, it's a bit of a playing with words for sure.
Yeah. What can we get from this, and how can we apply it to an English learner or just in any life situations, but specifically for our audience, Mr. V, how can our listeners take this advice and implement it into their mindset or the way that they think about learning English?
So, you know, obviously, like you said, this could apply to anything, but I thought it was very applicable, especially for language learners. So a lot of people tend to think like, you know, I just don't have a talent for learning languages. So, I just accept the fact I can't be good at English. I can't be good at another language because I don't have a talent for it. But what this quote is saying is that having a talent for something will only take you so far. Being like gifted at something can only take you so far. if you're willing to work hard and to put in the effort that's necessary to be really passionate and to really motivate yourself to do something, then you can be much better than someone who just has pure talent. So that's what Tim is saying here, is that the people who are willing to work really hard, be really passionate, be really resilient, are going to be better than the people who have the talent, who are naturally gifted at doing something, like naturally gifted at learning a language, but that aren't willing to put in the hard work that's necessary to be excellent at it.
Sure, sure. That's awesome. And I mean, you're a good example of that right now. You're taking on another language challenge, right? You're learning Arabic?
Hebrew.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hebrew. And you're doing an actual, it's a 90-day, no, is it a one-month challenge you're doing, or is it not 90 days, isn't it?
90 days. It's called the Add One Challenge. I'm on day...
Okay.
One sec.
You've only been doing it for 1 second, and you can already speak Hebrew pretty well.
Pretty well, I don't know. I'm on day 20 now. So, it's a really cool challenge. You guys should definitely check it out. We can put it in the show notes. It's called the Add One Challenge. So basically, it's just a kind of like community-based learning, like what you like to do at Real Life English, but it's specifically, you sign up for a challenge for 90 days, and this is kind of on a rolling basis. You have to apply to it. Not everyone gets into it. And if you get into it, then you're thrown in with about 50 other people who are also wanting to learn a new language, and the idea is to go from zero, or to go from a basic level to being able to have a conversation for 15 minutes. So my goal in the next 90 days is to be able to have a 15-minute conversation in Hebrew. It's really great because I have the support of a bunch of other people who are learning languages. They've also given me a study buddy, someone else who is learning Hebrew, that we can kind of we can talk about our learning process and stuff. There's a bunch of resources from past participants who have learned the same language, and there's people learning all different languages, from really common ones like Spanish to less common ones like Hebrew or Irish. So it's been a really, really cool experience so far, the first 20 days. It's really motivated me to study every single day and really make a habit, make a routine out of it, which is, I think, the most important thing you can do when you're learning another language.
I guess when you do make the habit and the routine, it takes that, the hard work starts to become easier, just because obviously the first 20 days, have they been pretty hard? Have you found it difficult to, maybe not find time, but just prioritize your time to actually sit down and do what you need to do to be successful?
I mean, extremely. First of all, it's a way different language than anything I've ever learned. I've learned a lot of languages, but the first language I learned was, the first foreign language I learned was German, which is, it's difficult, but it's got some similarities to English. And then all the other languages I've learned have been Latin, so they all have a lot of similarities. Hebrew is completely different. It's got a different script. It's got some very different sounds. The grammar's a bit different and everything. So for me, it feels like a completely new experience in language learning. And it's nice. It's refreshing. It's a new challenge. It's making me really push myself as a language learner. And I feel like I'm learning a lot, not only Hebrew, but I'm learning a lot about language learning. And it's making me experiment a lot. So that's been good.
That's great. So I guess you are working hard, and it's awesome to hear. And what's, just to finish off, what is today's kick-ass quote again for those who may have forgotten?
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Exactly. So even if you are talented, but you don't put in the effort, you're probably not going to be successful.
Yeah.
Wasted talent, you might say.
Yeah, I don't think either of us have like a particular talent for learning languages. I know I definitely don't, but it's always the person who wants it the most.
For sure, for sure. Cool. Well, that was very enlightening, Ethan. Thank you for sharing that awesome kick-ass quote with us today, and also your experience with the Add One Challenge. And yeah, if you guys want to learn more about that, we can add a link in the show notes of today's podcast, or just send Mr. V, Ethan, an email, I guess. He'd be happy to hear from you guys. How can they contact you, Ethan?
For sure. Ethan@reallifeglobal.com.
Oh, yeah. So, that's it for today's shout-out, and let's move on to today's conversation topic.
What you talking about?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a interesting conversation topic for you all today. This is actually something that many, well, kind of something that many people have asked me about. I've taught over the years many people who work in marketing and communications and this kind of stuff, and a lot of them ask me about certain, you know, they're working on advertising campaigns and things like this, and sometimes they want some inspiration from maybe some, you know, American advertising campaigns or just English advertising campaigns. And I've gone through some of these most common companies who have a funny slogan or a very interesting slogan, and maybe it gives them some kind of inspiration in their work or in their business, or that gives them some new ideas maybe. But just using that idea and just kind of rolling with that idea.
What does rolling with mean?
In this case, if you kind of roll with something, it means you kind of take that general idea and just kind of expand on that. Use that as your base for the conversation in this case and just expand on it. So rolling with the idea of kind of marketing and slogans and advertising campaigns. Today, we're just going to go through some of the most popular slogans in English, and you've probably heard many of these before because they come from these big, huge multinational companies. And we thought we'd just go through some of these most popular slogans and just kind of explain them, because some of them actually don't have correct grammar, or, you know, they break the rules many times, but they're very catchy.
What does catchy mean?
Catchy means that it stays in your head, you know, you can't forget it. It's like you hear it once or you hear it twice and suddenly you're saying it all the time. And as soon as you hear that phrase, you associate it with a specific brand. Don't just learn it, live it, real life English. And, you know, it sometimes gets stuck into your head. But anyway, let's get the ball rolling with this. Ethan, what do you think is one of the most catchiest slogans around these days? I'll even give you a hint, which I think might be the most popular one would be the jingle. Dun 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 dun.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. What is that? I'm loving it.
Well, personally, I think as vegetarians, we're not loving it so much.
But yeah, as vegetarians.
A lot of people love it. So this is, you've probably heard it before. It's from McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you want to explain why this might not be considered correct English?
Yeah, I am loving it. So they're referring to the meal, the food from McDonald's, but technically the verb love. It's one of these verbs that we don't generally use in the continuous form in proper English. Obviously now English has kind of evolved, and this is actually a very common expression, like, oh, I'm loving it. But generally the verb to love we would never use, like, I am loving something, because you either love something or you don't love something. Another verb like this would be like to remember. You never say I am remembering, because you either remember or you don't. But I think influences from other languages have made this more common to say, oh, I am remembering, I am liking, I am loving.
I think it also has to do with that present continuous usually talks about something in the moment. Mm-hmm. And generally, like you said, when you love something, it's something like that you always love. When you like something, it's something you always like. When you remember something, hopefully it's something you always remember. So we don't say, like, in the moment, like, I'm remembering this right now. You say, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that might make it easier to remember that. How else might we use I'm loving it in modern day English?
I'm loving it might be just in a moment, right? Like, oh, if I said, oh, are you having a good time? Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying this? I'm loving it, right?
Exactly.
At that specific moment, you're having a great time.
I think too, like, sometimes if you see something really funny.
Sure, yeah. Maybe like your new job, if your boss is like, hey, so how are you liking the new job? Oh man, I'm loving it.
It's
having a great time.
It's a finger licking good time.
Finger licking good? What are you talking about, Mr. V?
So like This is another slogan. If you like eat something and it gets all over your fingers, it's really tasty. You might actually suck it off your fingers. So KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they adopted this as their slogan, finger looking good.
Yeah.
I even said at the intro of the podcast, you're licking chicken grease off of your fingers because, you know, if you eat at KFC, you might get some of that grease from the chicken, some of the oil on your fingers, and then you would lick it off because it's so tasty. Of course, if you're a vegetarian like us, but maybe you prefer to eat something a little bit fresher.
Oh, you mean like if you were to eat fresh at maybe Subway?
Grab some Subway.
Eat fresh, maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah. Subway, eat fresh. Hi, I'm Jared from Subway. Remember Jared?
I do remember Jared.
Jared lost 100 kilograms just by eating Subway sandwiches. Then it says, like, in the fine print, Jared also ran every day and exercised and, you know, changed his lifestyle 100%. He just happened to be eating Subway sandwiches.
And getting paid to do it.
Yeah. I do like Subway, though.
It can be a welcome change from the fried food at McDonald's and KFC, maybe at Burger King.
Yeah, I mean, they have a vegetarian option. Great for us.
It's awesome. So speaking of Burger King, what's Burger King's slogan?
Ooh, Burger King. I think they say, have it your way.
And what does that mean?
That means that, I don't really know, to tell you the truth. I don't think I've ever eaten at Burger King, to tell you the truth. But I'm guessing it's because you can change the menu around. But I mean, like, to have it your way is like, we can do it however you like it. We can do it your way. Mm-hmm. Have it your way.
You can have whatever you want.
Is that true? That
I don't think you can actually, like, it's not so, like, varied, but I think, you know, they're just saying, like, there's a lot of different options, so whatever you're in the mood for, you can get there. You can have it your way.
Maybe the reason why I've never had, now I know the reason, actually, yeah. The reason why I've never had Burger King is because where I'm from I'm not even sure if this is the whole of Australia, but at least in Western Australia, in Perth, in my city, Burger King is actually called Hungry Jack's.
Really?
Yeah. HJ's, Hungry Jack's, and Burger King. Is there actually a king of the burgers? I mean, where does that come from? Because I'm just saying because, you know, McDonald's has Ronald McDonald, and he's an actual figure. But does Burger King actually have a figure, like a person that is the king?
They do. But I think it came more from being like, originally the king of burgers, like they made the best burgers. So you could say like someone or something is the king of something can just mean that they're the best at it.
Okay. You could say that Real Life English, we are the king of podcasts.
Definitely.
Real Life English, don't just learn it, live it.
Podcast king.
The next one is actually something that I ate the other day, but I didn't actually eat the original brand. I ate a generic brand made from the actual supermarket. This sometimes happens. They will take a product that's very famous and make their own version of it and sell it for much cheaper. But I bought some Pringles, and they say that with Pringles, once you pop, you can't stop.
Unless they're generic brands, then you can't stop.
It was a pretty good copy of them. Mm-hmm. I must say, it did taste very similar to the original Pringles.
Very Pringly.
Yeah.
All that Pringle goodness without the hole in your pockets.
And they even had the pop lid. So what I mean by pop in this case, once you pop, you can't stop.
Can you do a quick sound effect?
I probably can. 1 second. You hear that?
Yeah. I got a craving for some Pringles.
Yeah. Once you pop, it's the lid of the Pringles. It's the only way to really open a Pringle lid is to pop it open, and they've used that to their advantage by saying once you pop, you can't stop. So once you pop open the lid, the Pringles are so good and so addictive that you have to eat that whole tin.
You might as well not even have a lid.
Exactly. And it's a very different style of potato crisps, because it kind of is in a long tube and you can kind of just drink them as if it's like a cup of, you know, juice or something like that, you know?
Yeah. I think because of the shape of them too, they kind of just flow out of the lid.
Yeah. They fit perfectly on your tongue as well. I'm not sure how you eat Pringles, but I generally lay them on my tongue and then eat them really at one one go, you know?
Wait for it to melt in your mouth?
No, well, they don't melt in your mouth. That's something else there, right? Something that melts in your mouth but not in your hand?
There might be some sweet M&Ms.
Some sweet M&Ms.
Something else in the junk food aisle.
Yeah, it seems like all the junk foods and these bad foods are the foods that have the best slogans. You know, they always have like the best advertising campaigns, right?
Yeah, for sure. Part of their addictive nature.
You never see like, you know, Farmer Joe's Carrot Farm. Come on down, and once you chop, you can't stop. So M&Ms, love M&Ms. They melt in your mouth, but not in your hand. So they have science to back that up.
So it's because of their candy coating. M&Ms became famous back in the day, which means a long time ago, because of the outside coating. They wouldn't melt in your hand like normal chocolate, but they would still melt in your mouth.
That's correct. And it's true. I've actually tested it. I've held it in my hand for a long time just to double check. And yeah, they don't melt. Let's just get on to some other ones here really quickly. Let's get away from all this food and junk food. What about, there's a very interesting advertisement campaign. It was Got Milk. It was promoting, you know, people drinking more milk, I think. Is that, mm-hmm. is that what it was promoting? Sometimes these advertising campaigns, they're so good that you forget what they're actually promoting.
Yeah, they would just have different celebrities with milk mustaches saying, got milk. What's a milk mustache?
A milk mustache would be when you actually have a cup of milk, and when you drink it, the little bits of milk actually stay on your top lip, and it looks like a white, milky mustache. And what is wrong with the slogan, got milk? I mean, wrong in a sense, is if you were to look at this from a very strict grammar point of view, that's incorrect, right?
You've got no subject, and it shouldn't be got milk. It should be, do you have milk?
But, you know, sometimes in a slogan, you have to break grammar rules just to make it, you know, more catchier, you know, so it sounds better. Don't just learn it, live it, real life English.
This is actually one that we do in English a lot. We say like, got a buck I can borrow? You might say,
got a buck I can borrow. Yeah. How many times have you said that? Got a buck I can borrow?
All the time. I'm broke.
Really? Okay. Makes sense then. Cool.
Got some change.
Why are you always referring to money? Why don't you say, you know, hey man, got a light?
Got a light. What? In what context would you say that?
If you are going to smoke a cigarette and you have you need a lighter to light your cigarette. Hey buddy, got a light?
Might say got a ciggy.
Got a ciggy? Sure. We definitely do not promote smoking on this podcast.
Or drinking milk.
Yeah, okay. Or eating meat or any fast food. That is very bad for your health and would cause an early death or heart attack if you overdo it.
It causes you to think slower if you eat too much fast food, so it's also bad for your English.
Every time you eat fast food, your English is getting worse. Real life English, don't just learn it, live it. Let's move on, though, to some non-food or milk-related slogans really quickly. What would I be referring to if I said, yo, Ethan, man, just do it.
Just do it. I think this is very famous worldwide. It's from Nike. Mm-hmm. So they say this like, stop your bitching, stop your moaning, stop complaining, just do it. Just put on your shoes, go for a run, just throw on your gym shorts and go do some reps, throw on your bathing suit, go for a swim.
Exactly. Don't let anything hold you back, or don't give in to your laziness or something like that. So they're just saying, just do it, man. Don't think about it, just get up and do it. It's a pretty cool slogan. I think it's pretty motivating, even if people are thinking about going traveling or things like that. You know, if like, oh, I really want to go abroad and experience a culture, learn a language, things like that, I'm always saying, hey man, just do it. Just make it happen. So that's Nike, but Nike's biggest rival, I guess, would probably be Adidas, or I think you guys pronounce it Adidas, am I right?
Adidas, yeah. Do you guys say Nike or Nike?
We say Nike, yeah, sure, probably should have said that. We don't say Nike, we say Nike. Yeah.
strange, all of these sports brands.
And Adidas, I think, Adidas have actually changed a little bit. You know, this happens many times. Probably a lot of these companies we're talking about today, they have changed over time. What we're using today is just the most recent one. But Adidas used to say, impossible is nothing. So it's kind of similar to just do it. You know, it's a very similar kind of feel to it. Impossible is nothing. So nothing is impossible. I don't know why they said it the other way around. It sounds better.
Yeah. I think it's got a slightly different connotation, though, if you say nothing is impossible and impossible is nothing. Because one is saying that nothing is impossible, you can do anything. But this is saying, like, impossible is nothing. When you say something is nothing, it means, like, it's really easy. You know, so they're basically, they're motivating you, like, you can do anything, like, impossible, that's easy, it's nothing.
Yeah, okay, good point. Wow, never thought about that. But they've changed it. So now that is actually a really good slogan. Now that I think about it, it makes a lot more sense, and it's really cool. But now they've changed it as well. They have another one, which is Adidas is all in. Is all in. Like, I'm all in. What does that mean, to be all in?
Means you're going to give 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Maybe used in poker, when someone is all in, it's when they're gambling and they put all of their money, all of their chips. It's like, hey, with this hand, I'm all in. It means he's putting all of his money into the one game. So if you say I'm all in, it's like you're not backing out. You're in, and you're in for the long run.
Yeah.
You're not gonna leave. You're not gonna chicken out. You're not gonna give up.
So should we move on to the next one? I believe this is relevant for us because we're both currently using these, some Apple computers. Ooh. Think different.
Yeah, think different, Apple.
This is actually it's a really cool slogan. The story of it, it's basically, when Steve Jobs was creating Apple, he wanted a slogan that would kind of capture the kind of the culture and the mission of Apple is going beyond just being a computer company. He actually wanted the products to inspire going against the norm, being different. So he said, think different, which is everything they do it because they want people to think different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because it's also incorrect grammar. So it should be, because different is modifying a verb, it needs to be an adverb. So it should be think differently. But I think that just adds a little bit, it emphasizes the meaning of this slogan even more. Mm. Having it be incorrect grammar.
Yeah, yeah. It gives it kind of more impact, right? It's like, just think different. It's kind of, it has a similar feeling to, like, just do it. It's kind of, you know, it's giving you an order. It's like, just think different, you know? Get on your Mac computer and just do shit differently.
Mm-hmm. Or your iPhone, your iWatch.
Yeah.
Your tablet.
Everything with an I in it. There's no I in team, but there's an I in iPad. Yeah, great slogan. And last but not least, there's another one here. You told me about this one. It's actually an American hardware store, I think, right?
Exactly. What's a hardware store?
Hardware store would be a shop where you can buy, you know, tools and things to construct, you know, generally like for your house, you know, maybe pieces of wood and pieces of metal and all that kind of stuff.
This basically, it's the idea of empowering people to take their home improvements, for example, into their own hands. They say the Home Depot, as it's called, the hardware store, they say, you can do it, we can help. So, as I said, this is kind of an empowering people, kind of like just do it, think different, you can do it, we can help. We like this slogan because it's kind of similar to our methodology for English learning, is that you guys, you have all the tools that you need to become really good at English, to become a really amazing model fluent English learner. You can do it, and Real Life English is just here to help.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're definitely here to guide you guys and help you guys and assist you on your journey to lifelong fluency. And sorry, I'm stealing their thunder, but you're right. It is so so relevant to what we do too, and it is a great slogan. You can do it. We can help. Home Depot.
Yeah, it's almost as good as Don't Just Learn It, Live It.
Don't Just Learn It, Live It, Real Life English. Cool. Well, that's it for today's conversation topic. Like we said, it's related to kind of marketing, to selling things. Would you say these people there's that fine line between good marketing and also using your marketing skills to manipulate people, but I don't know. Most of these today were pretty good ones, I believe. Whether they were manipulating or whether it was true or not, they've created something kind of magical with the words that they've used here, right?
You can apply a lot of these, I think, to your English learning, particularly the non-fast food ones.
Yeah. You know, your English can be finger-licking good, you know what I mean?
Could be like a fresh new approach to English learning.
You know, real life English kind of it melts in your mouth, not in your hand. You know what I mean? Okay, well, that's it for today's episode. We have been dragging it on a little bit, but we are going to finish it up now. Thank you guys so much for listening to us, and we really hope that we are helping you guys on your journey with English fluency. And yeah, like we've repeated many times throughout today's episode, our slogan is don't just learn it, live it. We are trying to give you guys a new approach to language learning and giving you opportunities to, obviously in this case with the podcast, learn and practice your English with us in your spare time, like we always say at the start of the episode. Listen to us while you're stuck in traffic, etc., doing stuff that you'd normally just be waiting and just wasting your time, turning those moments into proactive learning situations with the podcast. And also the platform, which we said we've been very busy working on right now. We're about to launch that. So we're recording this on a Saturday, but within the next couple of weeks, we're going to finally be launching the Real Life Global platform, which is going to give you guys all an opportunity to connect and practice your English with other learners and speakers from all over the world. So we're really bringing to life this whole idea of not just learning it, but living it. So yeah, really excited to present that to you guys, and just keep following us because you're going to hear about that very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. All right, guys. So to play you out today, I've got a band you would probably dig, Chad. It's an Aussie band.
Dig? What do you mean by dig?
That you would really like. Dig something is to really like something. So it's an Aussie band, as I said, and they play some pretty like groovy, like mix between kind of like jazz and Latin music. So this song, Still Young, and the band is called The Cat Empire.
Oh, The Cat Empire. I definitely know The Cat Empire very well. Awesome, man. I haven't heard this song, though, so this is going to be great to hear. So, thank you for suggesting that song. Thank you once again, Mr. V, Ethan, for joining me today here in the virtual studio. And thanks to all you guys for listening. And like always, you'll hear from us next week on Real Life Radio. 1, 2, 3, oh yeah? 1, 2, 3. Oh yeah! Dream that haunts my nights. Wild black horses out in flight. A kind of free I'd never been. A kind of beast I'd never seen. Why do all things end in pain? I call the ghosts and ask their names. Is that love you're running from? If you leave, then I will come. And while you're still young, find your heart. Where have you gone? No.
Adios.